Hello and welcome to the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast. I'm Perry Holly, a John Maxwell facilitator and coach, and I'm here as usual with my colleague and friend, Chris Godey, Vice President with the John Maxwell Company. And once again, we are recording from our respective studios. Hi, Chris. Welcome.
Well, thanks, Perry. I am excited to be with you again. And once again, you're on some type of resort location, a different level in your house.
Actually, this is our family conference room. We have all our family meetings.
In your state office, and I'm here in the bunker trying to get things done. Hey, we are excited to be with you again. One of the things Perry and I have decided to do with our podcast and our time with you is we've decided to kind of take a little bit of a break from our current pattern that we've had and figure out how can we add value to you in the current time that we're going through, the uncertainty of our business world, of the market, of this crisis that some call it, that we're in. And so one of the things we wanted to do was to let you hear a little bit from John, as well as then just give you some application of how Perry and I are leading through this as we both lead different teams, and what it's like for us on the front lines or in the trenches of applying some of John's principles. So what we're gonna do today is we're gonna actually let you hear from John. And a couple of weeks ago, he did a virtual leadership summit. And man, I'm here to tell you, over 3 days, the reach was almost a million people. He had an average of 350,000 people per day that were listening to him and his message. And so we're going to talk a little bit about perspective today. John's going to hit on this. Let him talk for a couple of minutes, and then Perry and I will be right back with you and talk about how this applies to our world.
Good things come out of bad things if you have the right perspective. If you have the wrong perspective, that's not true. Here's the quote. How we view things is how we do things. So it's possible for two people to view adversity and have two different responses to that adversity. One takes adversity and turns it into an advantage, and the other one takes adversity and says, oh, I'm at a disadvantage, and I'm a victim, and they just basically lay down, and instead of getting better, they get worse. Let me give you an example. Albert Einstein, here was a brilliant fellow. Albert Einstein said this, in the middle of difficulty lies opportunity. Now, I've loved that statement for quite some time, and I share it with you because I think there's something very interesting in what Albert Einstein said. He said it was in the middle. In the middle. In fact, when I put that quote in here, I capitalized all the letters on middle. In the middle of difficulty lies opportunity. You know what Einstein was saying? He's saying you have got to get into the crisis. You have got to get into the middle of the problem before you see how to get opportunity out of it. Because at the beginning, we don't understand how deep the problem's going to be. It doesn't affect us enough to take away our options so that all of a sudden we get desperate for an answer. It's not at the end. If by the end we haven't seen opportunity, to be honest with you, we just passed it. The door was back in the middle. But in the middle of difficulty, adversity, crisis, that's where Albert Einstein said, that's where we find opportunity.
Well, Perry and I hope you enjoyed that short message from John that we cut out of one of his lessons that he did in his virtual summit. And why this is so important and why we really wanted to start here is we really believe in the power of perspective. And we really believe not only your perspective, but we're going to talk a little bit about this as a leader, the perspective you need to have, but then also receiving the perspective of your team members. Matter of fact, right before we got on this recording, I was having trouble with technology, and just to mess with Perry, I was acting all frustrated. Okay, maybe I really was frustrated. It's the end of the day, and I, you know, throw my hands up, and then I looked up at Perry, and he's just sitting there smiling at me, like a good coach would be to me. And I said, okay, no, you're right. Power perspective. So Perry has really kind of once again taken the context that John has given us and created a little bit of a content outline that we're going to walk you through. Perry, take us away. Talk a little bit about this perspective as we kick off the lesson today.
Yeah, I saw it that these are definitely trying times, no matter how you look at it. Then I decided, no, it might matter how you look at it. What got me thinking about it after I heard John's message about perspective and He'd talk about, you know, how you view it is how you will do it. I started listening to people around me, and there were people that said that, boy, having my kids home driving me crazy. And then I hear someone else say, having my kids home is one of the greatest things that's ever happened to our family. And some say that, you know, working from home is just awful. Then I hear somebody else say, wow, I've never been more productive. I really don't miss commuting. And, you know, the crisis is killing the economy. Oh, and somebody else said, wow, there's so many opportunities we didn't know were there before. And you really start to see that whether you think things are good or you think things are bad, you're pretty much right. And it will determine, your perspective will determine how you weather this crisis that we're in. And I know you're leading a team, Chris, and you've heard and seen that you got a bunch of positive people on your team. So I'm not thinking you're struggling a lot with this one, but you're in the midst of this working with clients and customers and your neighbors and your family. I was wondering how you see a perspective popping up. You're noticing it more now that John's made us aware of it.
Yeah, I think I'll give you two examples before we jump into a list of things to do to develop your perspective as a leader. One is family. I think it's so key. I think now more than ever, people are appreciating the unexpected family time. For many of you listening to Perry and I over the last couple of years, you know, I have a freshman in college and I have a senior in high school. We were at the dinner table the other night having a family dinner, which didn't happen too often before this crisis came up. And my wife looked at both of my kids, and I think this is so true. She goes, you guys understand, I want you to take advantage of this time because you are a freshman in college, senior in high school. There'll probably never be another time in your life where you're stuck together for 60 days, you know, which brought a little bit of thank God and a couple of other things from the two of them. But it's so true, right? Like they were like, yeah, you're right. We should take advantage of this time. And then even just today on a team call with my team, and yes, I do have an incredible team. They are very optimistic, but at the same point in time, they're realistic and they understand. And I challenged them. Someone, I don't know if it was John recently or somebody I had heard say something that really just struck with me. And they said, when this is over, because we will get through this, right? History has told us we get through all movements like this. When you look back at the time that you were able to spend around the house or within the or work, what will you look back and regret not doing when you had the time to do it? Mm-hmm. And so I challenged my team today and I just said, hey, what is it personally, professionally? What are the things that if in 60, 90, when everything's kind of get back to somewhat normal, not that they'll ever be back to the new normal, but what is it that you'll look back and you will regret not accomplishing? And let's go after and let's do that. And so, you know, the team was like, oh yeah, that's exactly right. I hadn't thought about it like that. The other thing is I'm trying to keep the perspective of learning for them in front of them. We are in our world, we call it a leadership bubble at times. We are always growing. We're always trying to challenge ourselves, be a product of the product. And so I challenged them today on a call. I said, look, here's what I want to do as a team. I want each one of you to pick out some type of content piece out there, webinar, just not our podcast. They should already be listening to our podcast. And I said, I don't want you to invite one of our team members to join you. What I want you to do is I want you to absorb the information, personally or professionally, and then I want you to share with the team what your takeaways were. Because I want them to have a perspective of using this time to continue to grow themselves. And it is hard at times to keep that the right perspective. Doesn't have to be positive perspective, but it's got to be the right perspective. And when I think you do that yourself as a leader, I think it's contagious. I think your team will feel that.
Right. Totally agree. And the time is going to pass what we have to show for it. That's a great reminder to value this time. If you look back and say, well, I binged watched 17 episodes on Netflix over a 3 hour, yeah, that's not a good look back. I want to have something really to show for that. But so I was thinking about it, developing, you know, a leader's perspective. What are some things that help with that? So for our listeners, I'm always taking from what I hear in coaching calls and from our clients. And the first one I found so true for me, and I've been trying to master this one myself, is about, I just call it a clarity about control. And the thinking there is, the most important thing I think any of us can do is realize what it is we can control and what it is we cannot control. And I always give people a hint that if in case you get too thinking too much of yourself, what you can control is really you, your thoughts, your actions, your attitudes. Almost everything else that's going on around us is just going to go on, and that you can't control that. But when you start feeling like you're out of control, that you want to kind of gain more control over this, it skews your perspective, and it gets you into a place where you really cannot be helpful to yourself or to others.
Yeah, and I think what ends up happening as a leader when you do that, or as an individual, if you're listening to this and you're an individual contributor, I think it drives up your level of anxiety. When, you know, I've told my kids, it's interesting that this is coming up in a time like this for us as leaders. I've told my kids for a long time, control what you can control, whether in the classroom, whether it's on the playing field, whether it's around this house, whether with your friends and decisions you have to make. But I think if you control what you can control, it will decrease your anxiety as a leader and the unknown. And let's just be honest. There are some things out there that we don't know the answers to. We've talked about this, right? And those things we can't control. It's interesting. John shared an illustration the other day, and I thought it was really powerful. It kind of just stuck in my head about putting together puzzles. And the reason it grabbed me at first is because I can't tell you the last time I put together a puzzle, but my family and I, we're working on our third or fourth right now, 1,000, 2,000 piece puzzle, right? It's just been a fun, you go by the table, you spend a couple minutes doing it. Here's what he said. He said, you don't know as leaders, right? There is no game plan. There is no game plan for a crisis, for uncertain times. And so he said, it would be like, you know, when we sit down and we start putting together a puzzle, you know, the first thing we do is we look for all those edges, right? Where's the end and where's the top and where's the bottom? And then we start looking at the box and we're looking at that clear picture that's on the box or maybe the piece of paper that they give with you. And we begin to follow that plan to put the puzzle pieces together. Mm-hmm. And he looked at the camera, wherever he was, and he said, you know, in crisis or uncertain times, putting together a puzzle wouldn't be easy either because that picture would be cloudy. And you wouldn't know where the ends are because it wouldn't, there's no clear lines. And so I think what, you know, Perry's bringing out here is as a leader, make sure that you talk about with your team and create clarity about what they can control and what you can control as a leader so that you are controlling those things and driving down the anxiety and the fear level that that comes with uncertain times. And so, I love that you kind of put that as number one. The second one, and I'll throw this, I got a couple of thoughts. I'll throw it to you first and just give me some of the context behind what you were thinking. And I love the rhythm and the pattern of how you put this. You said, listen, learn, and think. I love it. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, know the facts. John actually said this, be careful, where are you getting your information from? In a crisis, there is no shortage of people. And with social media, it's rampant and news sources. I love the way John said it. If the people you're listening to have an agenda, politicians or local or Twitter, people on Twitter, that if they have an agenda, they're going to kind of steer you the way they want you to go. And my perspective can be affected heavily by the sources of that information. So I'm listening. I want to learn the facts, not speculation, not opinion, not those sort of things. I really want to know what are the facts that are going on in this crisis, whatever it may be. We're talking about a pandemic today, but it could be any crisis that you have going on. And then actually spend some time thinking about that. Reflecting was a great word I heard John use to say, yeah. Are you just reflecting on what it is I'm hearing? What is really the facts about that? How does it affect myself, my team, my family? What are the things I need to actually learn going forward from what's going on? And so to me, it was really listen, genuinely listen. And it could be listening to others, could be listening to a proper news source. You know, the CDC has one agenda, making us better. They're not politicians and they're not Twitter, but they have good information. So that'd be a good one. But in whatever crisis you're in, find out what the trusted source is, listen, and then learn, and then think about it to reflect.
Not only do I think you need to think about it as a reflection of what you're hearing just for the climate of what we're working in, but also think about the opportunities out there for yourself as a leader, for your organization, to change things, to do things a little bit differently. And I think when it comes to even making decisions as an organization, I was on a webinar today, and Joseph Granny, who written The Influence and with Vital Smarts, and just a very sharp guy when it comes to research and data. I thought it was interesting because he brought up a really good point about this influx of information when it comes to our business and it comes to making decisions as a team. He said, obviously, we want high involvement. We want a lot of input from our team, from our leadership team, from our team in general, but then we need to be able to make a quick decision. And I thought he gave three points that really just kind of stuck out that I wrote down. He's like, hey, you want to make sure you involve the right people. Don't involve too many people, to your point, listening to too much information. Don't involve too little people that's going to impact. He also talked about then give your leaders boundaries around what it is that you're looking for and what it is the information that you're trying to gather. And then the third point was just make sure they're very clear on the decision rights. And, you know, he talked about the fact that you're involving them in gathering this information, but at some point in time, you're going to stop listening and learning from them. You're going to step away and think about it. And then you have the decision rights to make the decision off of what's going on around the climate outside of you, as well as in the organization and how it will benefit you guys moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I go to number three was, I thought we also need to embrace positivity, that it's easy to be caught up in a swirl of all the bad things that are happening, but you know, how we view things is how we'll do things. And if I view it in a positive way, you know, John said the attitude is a difference maker, and your positive attitude, that is one thing you can't control, and how you look at things in a positive light will change almost everything you do.
Yeah. And let's be very careful when we talk about this. Make sure Mark Cole, our CEO, says something the other day in our leadership team, and I'll share it with you. He wouldn't mind. He just came to the table and we were talking about some things, and he tends to be, he loves to be optimistic. That's just his nature, right? He and the team are, we can fix and do anything. And also, and then our CFO, our strategist, Norwood Davis, he's the exact opposite. And sometimes, you know, when he's done talking, I think it's over, like everything's over, you know? And so they kind of meet in the middle, and he said something, I think it's so true. He said, our people need to understand that we are being realistic. He said, they got to make sure that they know our head is not in the clouds, but it's not in the sand either. And there's a rallying cry for you as a leader, for you and your team, for your family. There is a rallying cry every day that there are some things that are factual, to your point earlier, Perry, that are positive that you can use to help that team during a time like this to keep the proper perspective.
Right, right. Well, it kind of leads into number four, which is develop possibility thinking. And we just did a podcast on our first Zoomcast, I think, a couple of weeks ago, about moving from optimal to what's possible. And I just find this to be so important for people. They're looking at you as a leader, and your perspective is saying, you know, I can control these things. I'm listening. I'm learning. I'm thinking about it. I'm embracing this positive attitude. But what's possible? Optimal's gone. What's possible now going forward? And I know you're seeing a lot of this in your business about how we used to do it this way. That's not possible. Are we going now? But it's a good story. It's a great story, actually.
Yeah, it's a great story. Even what we're doing right here, and a lot of people immediately went virtual, right? And probably in our space should have been doing it for some time before now. And this has kind of forced our hand in some situation to think a little bit differently. I think a lot of businesses are doing that. John talks a lot about the gap between successful people and organizations and unsuccessful people and organizations. And it's called the thinking gap. And I know that we've shared that with you before. And I think Perry makes a great point, especially back up to number two, about the ability to spend time thinking. Now more than ever, we ought to be using this time to be thinking on our business. At times we're going to be in it, maybe even more than we were before, with less return, whatever that looks like in regards to your KPI. But I want you to live on the other side of yes, right? Like when you think about possibility thinking, You need to live on the other side of yes. You don't know exactly what that answer is, but man, you don't know what that puzzle looks like yet. But you do know that there are some pieces that go together, and live on the other side of yes and begin to, you know, put one piece at a time together when it comes, you know, when it comes to your thinking, and then living that out and applying it in your business or with your team.
And then wrapping it up with number five, see if you can delay your emotions. That there's a lot of opportunity here for emotion, and displaying emotion does very little to make things better. So if you can not display, but to delay, John taught us that, your emotions, people are watching you, and it really, it's a great opportunity for you as a leader to express empathy for those on the team who may be struggling. And not everybody's going to have your perspective. So you'll notice when you see a faulty perspective, I find it generally has an emotional component to it that is being displayed. It's a great time for us to learn to listen, to empathize, and put ourselves in their shoe. They're not looking through your lens, they're looking through their lens, and how they see it, how they're doing it, how you view it, how you'll do it. So it's great. I think it, to me, the delay in my emotions and giving people around me the opportunity to express theirs while me being empathetic and helping to bring a different perspective to how they see things.
I think you're spot on. And I'm going to go back to, I'll make a few comments. I'll throw it to you and let you kind of wrap us up for the day. But I want to kind of go back to even some comments that John made that got me thinking about this. I think when you talk about attributes of a leader, and we talk about, you know, what do successful leaders, what are some of the attributes that they have? And we've talked about this on previous podcasts and times with you before. What I don't want to miss is the opportunity for you to be consistent with your people. I think consistency as a leader, even calmness in times that are extremely exciting and at times when things don't look good and they're extremely tough and you're going through crisis. Because here's the deal. What did John say in the quote? He was saying that crisis or change or uncertainty doesn't affect us enough in the beginning. It's when we get into the middle of what we're going through, and then maybe even on the backside as we evaluate it, to where we really begin to learn and see what opportunities there are for us as leaders, as peers that have influence inside our organization, to truly make a difference. And so why I was thinking about that was, you have to be able to control your emotions. You have to be consistent, because it's just not a one day thing. Matter of fact, John says there's no two good days in a leader's life, even when we're not in uncertain times or a crisis. But now more than ever, your team needs you to be that rock, that foundation, that consistency, that calmness that comes across, because there are going to be a lot of opportunities for growth, a lot of opportunities to learn, and a lot of opportunities for you to rally your team around moments. And if you are that team member that some days are up, and then, you know, you get on a Zoom meeting call with your team the next day and you got your hand in your eyes and you're crying, like, you are going to lose credibility as a leader. And I love this. Delay your emotions. How do you stay consistent over time?
Yeah. Well, thank you, Chris. And I just want to encourage all of our listeners that this is an unprecedented time, but it's also a great time to be alive and to learn and grow. And so the opportunities are there. With the right perspective, I have no doubt you can rise above and help your team rise above. And people need you. This is a time when leaders are revealed, not when they're made. The making's already done. Now we're being revealed on who we are. Just as a reminder, if you want the learner guide on this, you can go to johnmaxwellcompany.com and download that guide there with these notes there for you. Also, you can leave us a question or a comment. We always love hearing from you. And we thank you for going through this new environment with us. And we're looking forward to speaking with you again soon. We're grateful that you would join us. This is the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.